This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Howard University manages the only black-owned public television channel in the country, but is debating selling its spectrum at an FCC auction in order to shore up other programs, the college's financing and endowment. The Connecticut governor plans to issue an executive order forbidding sale of guns to anyone in that state on the federal government's no-fly list. Declines in the stock market in the third quarter meant that Americans lost $1.2 trillion in wealth. A poll of Kentuckians has found that 63% want to keep the state's Medicaid expansion program, including 54% of Republicans, putting the newly elected Republican governor in a bind since the program had added more than 400,000 people. Associated Press investigation found that poor migrant workers and children are being sold to factories in Thailand and forced to peel shrimp that ends up in the global supply chains, including those of Walmart and Red Lobster, the world's largest retailer and the world's largest seafood restaurant chain. Government accounting office has ruled that EPA went way too far for its use in social media and violated a federal law in its advocacy of comment support for Obama administration water rules. Jacob Zuma, South Africa's president, has faced withering criticism over displacing a respected finance minister with an unknown legislator, leading to a 10% drop in the value of the rand, its money, forcing Zuma to replace the replacement with a prior finance minister. The mess is thought to be a political problem based on the minister's opposition to buying 10 new aircraft requested by the powerful South African Airways. The National Resource Defense Council is accusing Bayer, the aspirin and other drug manufacturer, of killing bees by not pulling neonics off the U.S. market. The EU has already placed restrictions on their sale. Chicago Teachers Union voted by 88% to 12% margin to authorize the second strike in the city in 4 years. A Texas plumber has filed a $1 million loss of business lawsuit against a car dealership after a used truck he sold showed up on the front lines in Syria being used by Islamic fighters. The logo and phone number of his company, Mark One Plumbing, were still visible. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.